Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivada Dhari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivada Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivada Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Paramahamsa Paribhujaka Acharya Ashtotar Satya Shri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Kota Vaishnavinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschachade Satarane Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
So this morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 20. Lord Vishnu's appearance in the sacrificial arena. Today is text number 32. Maitreya Uvacha Ichadi Rajendra Nutam Svavishvadrik tam ahara janmai bhaktir astute. Tisje drishi dir maite kritayaya. Maya madiyam tarati smadushya jam. Iti ityari rajena nutam svavishvadrik.
Ityari rajena nutam svavishvadrik.
Tam ahara janmai bhaktir astute. Tisye drishi dir maite kritayaya. Mayam madiyam tarati smadushya jam. Chant. Ladies. Maitreya, Maitreya, the great sage, Uvacha, spoke, iti, thus, Arirajena, by the original king Prithu, Nuta, being worshipped, sa, he, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishwadrik, the seer of the whole universe, tam, unto him, aha, said, Rajan, my dear king, mai, unto me, bhakti, devotional service, astu, let it be, te, your, Dishya, by good fortune, Idrisi, like this, the intelligence, Mai, unto me, Te, by you, Krita, having been performed, Yaya,
by which
Mayam, illusory energy, Madiyam, my, Tarati, crosses over, Sma,
certainly,
Duschajam, very difficult to give up. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The great sage Maitreya continued by saying that the Lord, the seer of the universe, after hearing Prithu Maharaj's prayer, addressed the king. My dear king, may you always be blessed by engaging in my devotional service. Only by such purity of purpose as you yourself have very intelligently expressed, can one cross over the insurmountable illusory energy of Maya. Purport. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, wherein the Lord also claims that the illusory energy is insurmountable. No one can transcend the illusory energy of Maya by fruitive activities, speculative philosophy, or mystic yoga. The only means for transcending illusory energy is devotional service, as the Lord Himself states, Mam eva ye papadyante mayam etam taranti te, Bhagavad Gita 7:14. If one wants to cross over the ocean of material existence, there is no alternative than to take to devotional service. A devotee, therefore, should not care for any material position, whether in heaven or in hell. A pure devotee should always engage in the service of the Lord, for that is his real occupation. Simply by sticking to that position, one can overcome the stringent laws of material nature. Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. When Suta Goswami was seated with the sages at Naimisharanya, about to begin speaking the Srimad Bhagavatam, he first offered a series of prayers and obeisances to Srila Sukadeva Goswami, as well as the Supreme Lord. From those recitations, there is a verse that we generally recite at the beginning of our recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatam vyasam tatodayam udirayat. In this verse, Suta Goswami is offering his respects to Lord Narayan, Naranarayan Rishi, Mother Saraswati, and Srila Vyasadeva, the author. So following Suta Goswami, I would also like to first offer my respects to all of the devotees present here today, especially to the senior devotees that are visiting Mumbai in connection with the GBC meeting and other meetings that are going on. I ask all of you to bless me that I may speak something useful here today, and please forgive me if I commit any errors. So in this verse, we find the culmination of a discussion between Prithu Maharaj and the Lord. That discussion was actually not simply a discussion, but it was a loving exchange between the Lord and his devotee. And so at the conclusion of that discussion, the Lord was very pleased. He is very pleased, and therefore he offers some benediction in this verse to Prithu Maharaj. The word in Sanskrit here is astu. Astu, let it be. He was rewarding Prithu Maharaj for how he had acted. He was pleased, yes, but he was pleased with what? He was pleased with his actions. Therefore, we find in the third line of this verse, Dishtye drishi dir maite krita yaya. Krita. Krita, having been performed, because he had performed some activities, he had acted in a certain way, the Lord had become pleased, and therefore he was prepared to offer benediction, astu, let it be. So the question arises of why. Why was the Lord pleased? Why was he pleased, and why did he offer such a benediction? Well, that's also explained here, and Prabhupada's sentence in the translation is, only by such purity of purpose as you yourself very intelligently expressed can one cross over the insurmountable illusory energy of Maya. So he was pleased, the Lord was pleased by Prithu Maharaj's actions because those actions were pure, they were focused, and they were intelligent. Nadanam najanam nusundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani ishware bhavatat bhakti rahita ki twai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that this is the standard of action. This is the standard of purity. How were Prithu Maharaj's activities pure? Because he didn't want any material benediction. That was a loving exchange that took place between the Lord and Prithu Maharaj. You recall the previous verses we've read in the chapter, how the Lord was offering so many benedictions, how Prithu Maharaj said, no, I don't want that. Na danam, na janam, na sundarim. He didn't want any kind of material benediction. So that's the standard of purity. That's the standard of purity. And they were focused. His activities were focused. Focused on what? Focused on pleasing the Lord. That's all. That's all the devotee wants. Whatever activity he may engage in, simply that the Lord is pleased. That's all. Nothing else is desired. And that's very intelligent. That's very intelligent because there's a big difference between having something and doing something. We heard yesterday from His Grace Bhajani Narayan Prabhu. We heard yesterday from His Grace Bhajani Narayan Prabhu about having. You recall he was describing about how people they win the lottery or something and they have, all of a sudden they have a lot of money. But that having actually becomes a source of problems for them rather than of being a benediction. It becomes a problem. Also, the day before that, we heard from His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj that having something, even in the name of devotional service to the Lord, can also be simply problematic. He gave the example of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur meeting with His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada at Radhakund and describing how, because now the Gaudiya Math has a big temple at Bagh Bazar, it has something, it's simply becoming a source of problems. They're fighting who'll get this room, who'll get what title. So having is not a benediction. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj's desire, his conversation with the Lord was very intelligent because he didn't want to have anything. He didn't want to have anything. But he wanted to do something. He wanted to do something. Therefore this word is there, krita, having been performed. He wanted to do something. And the Lord's benediction indeed was not that you have something, but you do something. What is the benediction here? That you always be blessed by engaging in my devotional service. He gave him something to do. Generally, you may not think of a benediction like that. Astu, take it, whatever you like. All of a sudden you have something. But that's not the benediction that an intelligent devotee of the Lord seeks, nor is it the benediction that Vishwadrik, here the Lord's described as Vishwadrik, the seer of the entire universe. It's not having something, is not something that Vishwadrik, the seer of the entire universe, thinks is very good. He doesn't want you to have something. He wants you to do something. Therefore, his benediction to Prithu Maharaj was that you engage in my devotional service. You engage in my devotional service. His purpose was pure, it was focused, and it was intelligent. And he got that benediction of engaging in the service of the Lord. That's our real occupation. The living entity is by nature sentient. It means that we have senses, that activities, engagement is our natural function. We're not Mayavadis. We don't look for our eternal occupation to be nothingness or sitting idle. Rather, because we're sentient, it means that we engage in a variety of activities all meant to please the Supreme Lord. That is our nature. That is our real occupation. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says near the end, a pure devotee should always engage in the service of the Lord, for that is his real occupation. His real occupation. Savai punsam paro dharmo yato bhakti rahokchade ahaitu ki apatiyata yayatma supersedati. At the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second chapter of the first canto, it's described that what's the best thing you can do? What's the best thing you can do? This question about what to do we find throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam. Same question is asked, same question is answered. Therefore, from the very beginning, this statement is there that the supreme occupation, the supreme thing you can do is to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. That's the supreme thing you can do and that you should do. That's what Prithu Maharaj did. Ahaituki apatiyata, unmotivated and uninterrupted. That was Prithu Maharaj's standard. Therefore, the Lord was pleased. You've done service, here's more service. But that presents a problem for us, doesn't it? We're not Prithu Maharaj. We're not a Haituki Apratiyata. Unfortunately, we're not unmotivated in our service. We're not steady in our service. Of course, maybe that's not to be expected. In the Madhurya Kandambini, there's a description. Who's that book written by? Narhari Thakur? Vishwanath Chakravarti? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He's written in the Madhurya Kandambini that in the beginning, this unsteadiness is to be expected. It will be there. But still, the standard is given, ahaituki apatiyata. So what to do? What to do? This problem is there. Well, fortunately, the solution is also given in that verse. Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaje. Adhokshaje, ahoksha. The Supreme Lord, He's adhokshaja, He's transcendental to this material world. He's the object of our service. He's transcendental to this material world. And if we take shelter of Him, then even though we may be unsteady, we may be even motivated in our rendering devotional service, still we can attain perfection. There's an example of this that we find sort of graphically displayed by understanding a lotus flower. A lotus flower. Lotus flower, one name in Sanskrit for a lotus flower is Pankaja. Pankaja. Pankaja means what? Does anyone know? It grows in the mud. Mud-born. Actually, lotus flower, Krishna is very attracted to a lotus flower. Even Lord Vishnu, He carries that lotus flower in one of His hands. He's very attached to lotus flowers. But where does it come from? Pankaja. It's mud-born. It comes from the mud. So, Adhokshaja, He appears, He helps us, even though we're stuck in the mud. Even though we're stuck in the mud. And that mud is motivated devotional service, unsteady devotional service. But despite those things, because the Lord is Adhokshaja, because He can be understood to appear just like this lotus from the mud, then we have hope. Then we have hope. Radhanath Swami Maharaj was speaking about this when he had his lecture he gave on Sunday, when he was talking about how in the darkest hour the Lord appears. In the darkest hour, the Lord appears and He saves His devotee. So even in the darkest hour of our motivated and unsteady devotional service, we can still depend upon the Lord because He is just like this lotus flower, a pankaja. There's one verse later in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in a chapter of Queen Kunti's prayers. Queen Kunti's prayers, where she describes the Lord in terms of this Pankaja. Nama Pankaja Nabhaya, Nama Pankaja Maline, Nama Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankaja Nagraye. She describes the Lord using this, as seeing the lotus parts of the body of the Lord. And this description that she gives comes just before the list of miseries that she describes that the Pandavas had to undergo at the hands of the Kauravas. Being Bhima with the poison cake, being exiled to the forest, house of lack, all these things. Just before enumerating those things in a list, she recalls, she remembers the Lord. And she remembers him like this. She remembers his lotus navel. Nabhaya, Pankaja Nabhaya. She remembers that Pankaja Maline, that he's garlanded with lotus flowers. Pankaja Netraya, that his glance is as cooling as a lotus flower. And Pankaja Jagraye, that his feet are marked with the symbols of a lotus. So she remembers the Lord like this in the midst of her thoughts and absorption in the terrible tribulations that she and her family had to undergo. The lotus is appearing from the mud, from the difficulty, because of firm faith, the lotus appears. The Lord appears and saves his devotees. This imagery of a lotus is there in many ways. It's there in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastakam, the first verse of the Shikshastakam. The white lotus of good fortune spreads by the Harinam Sankirtan of the Lord. And what is that good fortune? That good fortune is attraction for the Supreme Lord. And this imagery, the understanding of the relation between the Lord and the Pankaja of the lotus flower is very nicely illustrated in the Gajendra Moksha pastime. You know that Gajendra, king of the elephants, was very prone to this having mentality. He had so many wives. He had so many followers. He had such a wonderful kingdom. And he was enjoying those things. Mm-hmm. One day they all went down to the river to bathe. And suddenly he found himself in great difficulty, attacked by the crocodile. And although he struggled with his great strength for a very, very long time, he could not free himself from those difficulties. He couldn't free himself, neither could all of his companions, his wives, his family members. None of them could free him either. He was simply caught in the jaws of this crocodile, going back and forth, in and out of the water for thousands of years. Although he had so much. He had so much. But it couldn't help him. Finally, even though he was in a difficult situation and resorted to prayer in a motivated way to free himself from that difficulty. As a result of his sincere prayers, or in terms of today's verse, as Prabhupada puts it, his purity of purpose. In terms of his purity of purpose, the Lord could understand his sincerity, and he came from Vaikuntha to save him. You can just imagine the scene after years and years of struggling and fighting on the bank of the river, in and out, feeling great pain. Gajendra finally resorts to prayers, and those prayers, by the way, are, Prabhupada explains in the purport, are prayers that he learned in his previous life when he practiced devotional service. So maybe he wasn't so steady. Therefore, he didn't go back to Godhead in one life. So therefore, he had the next life where he was Gajendra. But he remembered from his practice. So we can also practice. We should also practice. Prabhupada says we should practice. If we find ourselves next life needing it, we can remember, we can recall the mantras we learned in this life and chanted in this life. And so, resorting to prayer like this, finally Gajendra could see that Lord Vishnu was coming. He was coming on the back of Garuda. And so, even though he was in a greatly painful situation, difficult to move this way and that way, the Lord was coming. He began looking around. He wanted to greet the Lord. He wanted to offer something to the Lord. He wanted to do something. He had enough of having. Having hadn't saved him. But now he wanted to do something. So what did he do? He looked around and he saw Pankaja. He saw the lotus flower in the water. So with his trunk, he picked that lotus flower from the water. And he raised his trunk with great difficulty and offered that lotus flower to Vishnu, who was coming. By this devotional service, the Lord is pleased. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakta parayasati. Our devotional service, when we say that you should do something, you don't have to conquer the universe. You don't have to do something extraordinary. You just have to sincerely offer whatever it is you can do to the Lord. And by doing that, then the Lord is pleased. The Lord is pleased. So the Lord was pleased with Gajendra. And after clearing up the whole situation, Srila Prabhupada in his translation gives one of the most endearing lines, at least in my mind, most endearing lines in the entire Srimad Bhagavatam in relation to Gajendra. He says that after settling the situation, the Lord got back on the back of Garuda and departed for his ever blissful abode, and he took Gajendra with him. He took Gajendra with him. Can you imagine? Doing some little service, doing something for the Lord, and the Lord will come and he'll take you with him back to the spiritual world. This is the value of doing as opposed to having. And this is why Prithu Maharaj had satisfied the Lord, because he didn't want to have something. He wanted to do something. And he was rewarded by being given eternal engagement in the service of the Lord. Ahaitukiya pratiyata, we can come to that stage by the mercy of the Lord. And when we do, Yayatma supersedati, we become completely satisfied. We become completely satisfied because the Lord is satisfied. So this is the benediction that Lord Vishnu is giving to Prithu Maharaj here. May you always be engaged, be blessed by engagement in the devotional service of the Lord. Take that, Astu, you take that and be satisfied. So we should also take that by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He's given us the opportunity to engage in the service of the Lord. And we can find such great happiness in that. I think especially for those of devotees who are newer to Krishna consciousness, you can take great advantage and encouragement from a situation like this. And GBC has come to meet here, and as a result, devotees who have been doing great service for many decades are here in our midst. Such an opportunity to see, serve, hear from such great devotees of the Lord. Because by doing that, you'll be satisfied. You'll become unmotivated, you'll become steady in your devotional service, and you'll be able to please the Lord. So this is a great benediction for all of us, hearing about this pastime with Prithu Maharaj. So if anyone has any comments or questions, Ms. Holiness Paladana Swami Maharaj.
Thank you for the class. You emphasize, it seems to me that you emphasize two things. One of them was, don't be so much concerned about what you have, be more concerned about what you do. It would seem also that before what you do, it would be another concern would be what you understand. Mm. Maybe you can talk about something about what you understand.
Yes. What you understand. Because we don't understand anything, therefore we take shelter of Guru. And he tells us what to do. Not that we just go and do anything like monkey, just jumping here and there doing anything. They also do so much. But under the direction of the pure devotee of the Lord, that should be what we do. We take those directions very seriously. Fortunately for all of us, Srila Prabhupada spoke about himself by saying that that he has one disease or one problem, and that is that he thinks big. He can't help but thinking big. And so therefore, he gave us so many big challenges that there's plenty to do in our lives. There's plenty to do. We'll never have to worry about running out of things to do in terms of the service of Srila Prabhupada, because he's given us such a monumental work. That, you know, that reminds me also of some thoughts I have just walking around here in Juhu, at the temple. The first time I came here was in 1976. I was on my way to India with His Holiness Satsarup Das Goswami and His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami. And we flew to India. First time I had been in India, and the first place we came was here to Hare Krishna Land. Of course, Hare Krishna Land then was a lot different than it is now. But it was a construction site. And so I was walking around. There were buildings in the back, and I came out. We had some time before catching the flight to go on to Mayapur. So I came out and I was walking around the construction site. And I came around a corner of a shack, some construction shack or something. And I came around that corner, and all of a sudden, beautiful Shishirada Rasbihari were there. They just, from the back, it was just a shack, a construction shack. Well, you go around the other side, the beautiful deities, Shishirada Rasbihari, were there. And it was such a wonderful surprise. It was like Pankaja. Out of the mud and rack shamble of a construction site, there was a beautiful lotus, Shishirada Rasbihari. And so, due to the dedicated service of all the devotees in fulfilling Prabhupada's desire, that shack has turned into this wonderful palace, as Suvas Prabhu was saying when he gave class last week. And if you walk in the hallway up there, you'll see there's one door, and it says on there, Giriraj Swami. Giriraj Swami. His work especially, in making this place what it was, it's so wonderful just to see that that's been left there, Giriraj Swami, on the door. So we're reminded of the service of that devotee, that great devotee in the service of Srila Prabhupada, to make this place what it is today. So we do things, yes, but we do it in the order of the Guru. Any other points anyone has?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your lotus-like class. Panka Pravachan. My question is that the Shastras explained Anandamaya Vyasat, that the Lord is seeking pleasure, and that we're Mamayam Pamso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha, we're part of Krishna, we're also seeking pleasure. Anandamaya Vyasat. So, it's our nature to seek pleasure. How is it possible to serve Krishna without any motivation? Won't we always be seeking our selfish personal happiness?
No. We won't always be seeking our own personal selfish happiness. There are many examples of the Lord, particularly in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. There's devotee, he was rendering service and he began to experience some ecstatic symptoms in his body. But he didn't want those symptoms because it was interfering with his service. And so, when it says ahaituki apratiyata, unmotivated, uninterrupted, yes. No desire for oneself. The gopis, they were ready to go to hell, because they were going to give the dust from their feet to the head of Krishna to cure his headache. They were ready. They didn't care what happened to them. Their only concern was Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, he went on the Jaladuta. Someone was relating in class just recently. He went on the Jaladuta, suffered two heart attacks. But he wasn't concerned about those things. He was advised, even Srimati Muraraji, she advised him, don't go there, you'll die there. Let me die, it doesn't matter. Service to the Guru is what matters. And so there are many examples like that here, even. So many devotees that were here in Bombay in the beginning, Giriraj Swami, others, they did so many things. They did so many things that they didn't necessarily do it for their own pleasure, but they were continuing, they were happy, they were satisfied, just serving Srila Prabhupada, serving their lordships. So, yes, that stage is there. Yes.
Some devotees here, or let's say oncoming devotees from Thailand, and they just wanted to know why we have so many gods. Could you answer that?
Why we have so many gods? Well, actually, we don't have so many gods. We worship Ekala Ishvara Krishna, Arasabha Britta. There's Krishna is the one supreme Lord. But to understand Krishna, we have to understand many things about him. We have to understand the truth of him, and we have to understand how he engages in activities or how he enjoys. If we understand these two things, what the truth is that there's one supreme Lord, Ekala Ishvara Krishna, the one supreme controller. But say Radha Rasa Bihari, we understand that Srimati Radharani, who is with Krishna, is his expansion. She's an expansion of his pleasure potency. It's like we try to, when we want to enjoy, we sort of want to associate ourselves with, say, another man or woman. We want to enjoy in that way. And so that's a very sort of artificial way of enjoying. The Lord doesn't need to enjoy like that. If he wants to enjoy, his own internal potency comes out of himself and manifests and engages in activities with him. So Radha and Krishna, the Shastras describe, our scriptures describe that Radha and Krishna, they're originally one, but they've become two forms to enjoy their pastimes, their engagements with one another. But they're one, actually, it's not two. So Ekala Ishvara Krishna, he's one, he's not two. Although we see two there, we need to understand what we're seeing. We're seeing the Lord and his energies, not that there's two equal gods there. Same with this altar, there's Chaitanya Nityananda. Maybe Maharaj will just explain to you, you know, some of these things a little bit more, because it can be quite complex, but...
We'll explain over breakfast.
But you could... Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasabhya Britya. The Lord is one, and all others are his servants. They engage in loving exchanges with him. Anything else? Anyone else?
They don't want to thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Grantarashi Mad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.